Would you like to turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2?
请大家打开这个是腓立比书第二章。
And while you're turning to that scripture, perhaps I can bring you a little bit of testimony of Betty and myself.
而是当你看到圣经的时候，或者我可以作少少的见证，关于是 Betty 和我的。
When I was only 7 years of age, my mother told me how that the Lord Jesus Christ had come from heaven to die for my sins.
当我还是七岁的时候，我妈妈就向我讲述，说到怎样主耶稣基督从天上来到为我的罪死。
Now I knew that I was a sinner.
我知道我是一个罪人。
But I was so thrilled that the Holy Spirit of God made these things real in my heart.
但我很高兴就是灵知道这些事情，令到我的心里感到非常真实。
And praise God, I've had the assurance of salvation from that time to now.
有啊，感谢神，就是从那时开始，我就有神的确据在我的心里面，直到现在。
Now my Betty situation was somewhat different.
而我太太 Betty 的情况有少少不同。
When she was only a little infant, she was adopted into a Christian family.
当她还是婴孩的时候，她是被认养到一个基督徒的家庭里面。
And because it was such a lovely Christian family, she didn't have it in her heart to look for her natural parents.
而因为个基督徒的家庭父母照顾得咁好，佢都喺内心里唔需要寻找佢呢个肉身嘅父母。
But then only about 15 years ago, she was helping older women regularly.
而喺15年前咧，佢一路就系帮助紧一啲嘅系年老嘅一啲嘅系妇人。
Her adopted mother had died when she was only 16.
当佢16岁嘅时候咧，系认养佢嘅妈妈系过身。
But she thought there might be another lady somewhere, another older lady somewhere who's my mother, and I could perhaps help her.
而佢就感觉到话，可能有啲其他嘅年老嘅系妇人，佢可能系我妈妈可以系帮到佢。
So in New Zealand, the government makes it possible for adopted people to find their natural parents.
只有纽西兰是容许咧，呢啲个系失去咗父母嘅咧，系失去咗养母嘅，可以去寻找佢自己嘅系父母嘅。
And she found that her mother had died some years before.
而佢后来发现到佢妈妈好几年前系死咗。
But she found that she was the second of 4 children.
而佢就发现到自己是4个儿女里面的第二个。
And the first 2 had been adopted out into Christian homes.
而系头两个咧，就系被一啲基督徒嘅家庭领养咗。
So she was put in touch with an older sister.
后来佢能够系与佢嘅系姐姐系继续接触。
She was a fine Christian lady.
佢系一个好好嘅基督徒嘅女士。
And a brother and a sister who were brought up by their own parents.
而咧就佢嘅弟弟妹妹就系亲生嘅父母系养大噶。
Now, do you know that the 2 that were adopted into Christian homes?
两个系被领养嘅咧，系领养到基督徒嘅家庭里面。
And they learned to love the Lord Jesus.
佢哋学到系爱呢位主耶稣。
So Betty and her older sister are both Christians.
所以咧，系 Betty 同埋佢姐姐咧，都系基督徒。
But her younger brother and sister were brought up by ungodly people.
但咧，佢嘅弟弟妹妹咧，就系喺一个唔敬虔嘅人系养大嘅。
They are lovely people, but they don't know the Lord.
佢哋都系好好嘅亲人，但系佢哋唔认识主。
And Betty thanks and praises God that she was adopted into a Christian home.
So Betty 咧，好感恩感谢神咧，佢系被系一个基督徒嘅家庭所领养。
And I praise God for that too.
而我为此都系感谢神。
She's my wife after all.
因为佢系我太太嘛。
Now maybe we'll turn to our passage today.
或者我睇我哋今日读嘅经文。
Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to begin at verse 5. And this is what it says.
经文是这么说。
Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. even the death of the cross.
既有人的样子就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈身。
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Now this passage constitutes for us a model of humility.
而这段经文给我们看见一个谦卑的情况。
The Lord of life and glory humbled himself to become a man.
就说是这位荣耀的主谦卑自己，成为人的样式。
And we are encouraged to humble ourselves too.
我们都是被鼓励到，我们要是学习谦卑。
But the most important lesson here is one of theology.
而其中一个重要的功课是关于神的功课。
This is one of the greatest portions of Scripture concerning our Lord Jesus Christ becoming man.
这就是其中一段伟大的经文，是讲述到我们主耶稣基督如何成为人。
Let's talk about the incarnation.
我们讲一下这个是道成为肉身。
I say to you without a doubt that God himself came from heaven.
我是毫无疑问可以向你讲，就话神系从天上嚟到呢个世上。
God himself descended from the heights of glory.
神就系从呢个荣耀嘅天上系降卑嚟到呢个地上。
He himself came out of eternity into time and space.
佢系从呢个系永远嘅永远系进到呢个时间嘅空间。
He took upon himself the nature of humanity which he had created.
他取了这个就是他所创造人的样式。
He did so in order to re-ascend himself to glory and to bring a substantial sample of that same humanity.
而他这样做，为的是要能够回到这个荣耀中，带回同样的人去进到荣耀中。
Now this passage tells us that he was in the form of God.
这里告诉我们，他是有神的形象。
Now what actually does that mean?
这是为什么呢？
Does it mean that there was something about him that reminds us of God?
是不是有些在他里头告诉我们关于神呢？
Does it mean that he somehow looks like God?
是不是说他看来好像神的样子呢？
Or that he was somehow God-like?
或者说他是像神呢？
Or does it mean that he really is indeed God?
亦或是不是说他实在就是神呢？
Now this is very important because it instructs us as to the person of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是十分重要的，当中就教导我们认识到这位主耶稣基督他的本身。
Now any translation of the Bible comes from the original Greek. The Bible was written, or the New Testament was written, originally in the Greek language.
而我看到在我们手上的圣经的新约，原著就是以希列文的。
Sometimes there is not a word in English, and sometimes I suppose not a word in Chinese either, that exactly matches those Greek words.
有时候这个字词在英文或者是中文，不能够与这个希列文字完全对应的。
So sometimes we need an explanation of what they really mean.
所以有时候我们需要解释到那个字词的意思。
Now there are two most important Greek words which I want us to look at today.
有两个很重要的希列字词，我想今日大家留心的。
The one is morphe and the other is schema.
第一个叫morphe，第二个叫schema。
Now a person or a thing's morphe is his essential character, whatever his appearance might be.
无论那个外表是怎样，一个人的morphe，他的形象就是他本有的性格。
Now a person's schema is just what he appears to be.
而那个schema就是一个人的外表，是他的样貌。
Now his schema might or might not match his morphe.
所以他的样貌和他的形象是未必一样的。
Now our Lord's morphe here, we are told, is that of God.
而在这里讲到我们主的形象，就是神的形象。
See, a person's morphe is his essential being, what he is behind his face.
这个人的形象就是那个人的本质的这个特性，是他这个样貌以内里面的情况。
A person or a thing's morphe represents his character.
而这个人的形象就代表着他的特性。
So what the scripture is telling us that the Lord Jesus Christ is unalterably and unchangeably God.
所以呢，呢个经文话俾我哋主咧，就系呢一位系唔会有丝毫嘅改变嘅呢位神。
A person's morphe stresses the essence of his nature, not what he is at any moment of time, but what he is by nature.
呢个人嗰个形象咧，就系佢本有嘅呢个嘅系特质，唔会受时间系影响噶。
That part of a person which in any circumstance of life remains the same.
呢个人嘅呢个嘅形象咧，喺任何时候个情况一样噶。
Now my morphe is that of a male human being, a man.
我嘅形象就一个个人，系一个个男性。
Now that is my essential character.
呢个就系自己主要本有嘅呢个嘅特性。
But I began life as an embryo in my mother's womb.
但我喺我妈妈嘅腹里面咧，系由呢个个胚胎慢慢系形成。
Then I was born as a baby.
跟住我系婴孩出生。
I grew to be a little boy.
我慢慢成长变成细蚊仔。
Then an adolescent.
后来成为青少年人。
Finally, my appearance, my schema, matched my morphe. I became a man.
然后就最后咧，我呢个个样貌系与我呢个个形象咧系吻合成一个人。
Nevertheless, my morphe all along had been that of a man.
而咧，无论点，我哋个呢个个形象系一路，我就系一个个男人。
So you see that verse 6 in our passage here tells us that Jesus morphe, Jesus is actually God in the flesh.
所以第六节话俾佢，佢本有神嘅形象，就话佢系神喺肉身显现。
This is the point from which he descends.
呢个就系佢系从天而嚟嘅原因。
Christ existed in the very morphe of God, being continually God and only God.
神，耶稣基督有神嘅形象去活着，佢一直就系神哦。
That is his morphe is God.
呢个就系佢嘅形象，佢嘅形象就系神。
Now to explain this, a derivative of morphe is metamorphosis.
要系呢个字咧，系源自呢个改变形象呢个字词嚟噶。
Now a metamorphosis takes place when a creepy, crawly caterpillar is turned into a beautiful monarch butterfly.
原来话就好似呢个蝴蝶嘅蜕变，佢系从呢个个蛹系变成一只美丽嘅蝴蝶。
The character of its existence was never meant to continue as a creepy, crawly caterpillar.
而佢本身嘅特性唔系要话一路系停留着，作为一个嘅系只系会爬行嘅呢个嘅系卵咯。
Only when a metamorphosis takes place, and it turns into a lovely butterfly, does its appearance, its schema match its morphe.
只有呢个蜕变嘅发生，然后佢个外貌咧，先至与佢形象咧系相匹配噶。
Now this is the word that's used of our Lord Jesus when he was transfigured before them.
呢个就系当主耶稣变像嘅时候咧，用嘅字词啊。
Now metamorphosis is that which takes place, a change that takes place, so that the morphe of the person is matched by his schema.
呢个嘅变像嘅呢个情况嘅发生，就系一个人嘅形象同佢嘅样貌咧系相配合。
When Jesus was transfigured before those three disciples, his clothing shone like the sun and his face as well.
当主耶稣在这个山上变像的时候，他的脸面和衣服都是明亮如日头的。
His appearance was changed to match his natural being, his true nature.
他的样貌就与他本有的真性情是一体合适的显露。
Now exactly the opposite is said of Satan.
而是刚刚相反的情况，就描述到关于这个撒旦。
We read that he transforms himself into an angel of light.
我们读过他改变自己成这个光明的天使。
But the word is not metamorphosis.
那个字的字词就不是这个改变形象这个字词。
The Greek word is there metaschematizer.
而那个希腊原文的字就是这个装模作样。
Because he changes himself into something that is not true of his true nature.
因为他将自己变成一个形象，和他自己的真性情是不一样的。
He only appears as an angel of light when in fact, of course, he's the principal demon from hell.
当然他只是显露成为好像光明的天使，其实他真实的形象是来自地狱的鬼魔的头目。
Now we read today that Christ, being in the very morphe of God, did not consider equality with God something to be reached out for.
而今我们看就说这一位，他是本有神的形象，但不以自己与神同等去为强调。
It was already his by right, his by nature.
这是他的本性，他的权柄已经是拥有的。
Equality with God describes what is meant by his being in the morphe of God.
当我们讲到他有神的形象的时候，就描述到他与神是同等的。
Now this is absolutely consistent with all scripture.
这是与所有经文是十分之一致的。
In John chapter 1 we read, In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在这个约翰福音第一章，我们读到就太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Now why do we have so much instruction on this issue?
为什么我们在这方面有这么多的教导？
Because the deity of Christ is the heart and soul of the Christian faith.
因为基督他是作为神，这个神国，就是基督徒的信仰的中心，心灵。
The attack of Satan is often leveled at the deity of Christ.
而撒旦就常常攻击基督他这个神格。Ask
a Jehovah's Witness, who is Jesus Christ?
你问一个耶和华见证人，耶稣基督是谁？
To them he is just a God, one of many.
对他们来说，他只是一个神，是很多个神之中的一个。
In that they are wrong, and in that they have lost their eternal life.
而因此他们是错误，他们失去他们的永生。
Now John's Gospel was written with the objective of presenting Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
而约翰福音的记录，目的就是要说明耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That's why John begins at the very beginning of his Gospel to say, In the beginning was the Word was with God, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
所以约翰开始的时候说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
而道成为肉身，住在我们中间。
Who was that then?
那他是谁？
Only the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有这位主耶稣基督。
And then at the end of John's Gospel, at the end of chapter 20 anyway, we read that these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name.
而在约翰福音的结尾，他讲到，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And don't think for one moment that the Lord didn't claim to be the Son of God. Himself the Lord said, Before Abraham was, I am.
主他自己亲口说，他说在亚伯拉罕，万物有亚伯拉罕，就有了我。
Now he didn't say, Before Abraham was, I was.
他并没有说，在亚伯拉罕有之先，我是有我。
Before Abraham was, I am.
那里是用了这个现在式，就有了我。
Now the name I am is how God showed himself and declared himself to Moses.
这个就是我就是自有永有，这个就是神是向摩西显露他自己的这个名称。
It is one of the names of God.
这个是神的名字之一。
Colossians describes him as the image of the invisible God.
哥罗西书描述他为那位看不见之神的像。
In Hebrews chapter 1, we read this.
在希伯来书一章，我们读到，
God spoke to us through his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
就在这末世，他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为圣兽万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常他权能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Even in his incarnation, see what control he had over nature, the very nature that he had created.
事实上，在他这个道成肉身的时候，他是在这个他手所创造的世界里面，他那个掌权。
With a word, he turned water into wine instantly.
就是用他口中的说话，他知道这个是水变成酒。
Now that's normally a process that takes a year or more.
要是水变成，要是让酒，是需要成年的时间才做到，是不是？
He fed 5,000 people with one little boy's lunch.
他用一个10蚊仔的午餐，是喂养了5,000个人。
He calmed the troubled sea.
他使到这个是波浪平静。
He caused the fish to obey his command.
他使到这个鱼是听从他的吩咐。
He was able to walk on water.
他能够行在水上。
See his authority over demons who knew exactly who he was.
就那些是知道他是谁的鬼魔，主是有权柄是控制。
See his authority over all diseases and even over death.
原来他有这个权柄是控制任何的疾病，甚至死亡。
No wonder he thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
所以无怪他是不以自己与神同等为强断。
Equality with God was his by right.
他是与神同等，这个就是他有本有的权。
It was his essential nature.
这个是他自己是本有的，这个是性情。
Now, don't think that the people of his day didn't understand what he claimed either.
不要以为是当时他的同期的人不知道他讲的什么。
We read in John 5, Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he said that God was his father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想越杀他，因他称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
He himself said, He who has seen me has seen the Father.
主自己亲口说话，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
And in the end, Thomas bowed his head and said, My Lord and my God to him.
而至终，多马是向他讲话，我的主，我的神。
Now Christianity is the opposite of every other religion.
基督徒的信仰是与其他宗教刚刚相反。
In other religions, we see the people trying to appease their many gods so that they won't be angry with them.
而是在其他宗教里面，人试图塑造不同的神，众多的神，免得他们得罪他们。
In Christianity, we see God himself come down to men to bring men to God.
但在基督徒的信仰里面，我看到神是来到人当中，是成就和平，使人与神和好。
Now we read in verse 7, Being equal with God, he emptied himself. He refused to hold what was rightfully his, the prerogatives and privileges of God.
而他就在这里读到，他不以自己与神同等为强调，之后他反倒虚己，他拒绝握着他应有的，就是神的特权和权利。
Now what did he empty himself of?
那我们的主他倒空了什么？
Well, he didn't empty himself of his deity.
他是没有倒空到他的神格。
If he had tried to empty himself of his deity, he would have ceased to exist.
因为如果倒空他的神格的时候，他就不能够继续，他就停止存在。
Because deity is his morphe.
因为神格是他的形象。
His deity is his essential being.
他的神格就是他自己本有的本质。
He emptied himself of his glory to come to earth.
他是倒空他的荣耀，是来到地上。
When he prayed that lovely high prayer that we read of in John chapter 17, he said these words, And now, O Father, glorify me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
就当他在这个这么至高的祷告，在《约翰福音》17章的时候，他讲到的话，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
He gave up the glories of heaven for this world's dark night.
他是舍弃天上的荣耀来到世上的黑夜。
He gave up the adoring worship of angels for the blows and spitting of sinners.
他是舍弃天使的敬拜，忍受罪人的唾骂。
Now there were glimpses of his glory throughout his ministry, his miracles, his words, even on the cross.
甚至在十字架的神迹，在他的说话里面，我看到一些他的荣耀。
His resurrection was a blazing manifestation of his glory.
而他的复活是一个很光辉的照耀到关于他的荣耀。
Then when our Lord became man, he emptied himself of his independent authority.
而当主成为人的时候，他是倒空他自己本有独立的权柄。
As a man, he completely submitted himself to the will of the Father.
他作为人的时候，他是完全顺服在父的旨意下。
Now there could never have been any disharmony within the Trinity.
在这三位一体的神之间，不可能有不和的。
But it is fitting when the Lord of life and glory became a man that he submitted himself to God, which God requires of all men.
而就当这位生命荣耀的主成为人之后，他信服在神的旨意，就是神对人的要求，这方面是合宜的。
Our Lord often said that he only spoke the words that the Father gave him to say.
而主只是讲到，他只是讲说父赐给他的说话。
And he only did the works that the Father gave him to do.
他只是作父要去做的工作。
He said, I of myself can do nothing.
他说我是靠自己不能够做什么事。
As I hear, I judge.
就说我听见，我审判。
And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own but the will of the Father who sent me.
而我审判亦都是公正的，因为我是行我父，那差遣我父的旨意。
When Satan tempted him to turn those stones into bread, even though he was hungry, he would not do so because the Father hadn't given him that to do.
而当这个魔鬼试探他，要使石头变成食物的时候，他不会这么做，因为父母叫他这么做。
This was all part of him becoming truly human.
这就是他成为一个人的其中一部分。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, we hear him saying, Not my will, but thine be done.
在这个核心玛利园，他的祷告说，不是我的意思，乃是你的意思。
Now here is something that you might not have considered.
有些事情可能你没想过。
When he came to earth, he left behind his absolute prerogative of omniscience.
而他来到这个地上，他放下他这个全知的，在这个全知的背后来生活。
Now there were many things that he knew supernaturally because he lived so close to his heavenly Father.
而他是因为这么靠近他这个父神的缘故，他很多事他是知道，是超乎自然的。
But concerning the day of his return, he has this to say.
就讲到他是再来的时候，他这么说。
But of that day and hour, no one knows, not the angels of heaven nor the Son, but my Father only.
他说那日子那时神没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
He gave up his absolute prerogative of omniscience to become a man.
他成为人，他舍弃他全知的绝对权利。
Then he left behind the riches of heaven.
而他亦都是舍弃天上的富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
他说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，他为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That you, through his poverty, might become rich.
叫你们是因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Here's another last thing.
又有个最后一件事。
Eventually, he lost fellowship with his heavenly Father.
最后他失去与他的天父的相交。
On the cross, the unthinkable happened.
在十字架上，不可以想象的事情发生了。
While he bore our sins, he was abandoned by his heavenly Father.
当他担承我们的罪过的时候，他是被父神所离弃。
We hear him cry from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我听见他在十字架上的呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
That is the only time we read of him expressing, calling God his God rather than his Father.
而那是唯一一次，我听见他是称神为神，而不是称为父。
He who knew no sin was made sin for us.
他是无罪的，他是替我们成为罪。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
就是神使我们无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Yet in spite of all that he gave up to become a man, he never ceased to be God.
虽然他是舍弃这么多而成为人，但他从没是不是神。
So many times he could have destroyed his enemies from the face of the earth with just a word from his mouth, but he didn't.
所以很多次他只需要一句的说话，就将他敌人完全的歼灭，但他没这么做。
He emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
他是倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象。
Now, strangely enough, the word there, the form of a servant, is once again morphe.
很出奇，是不是这个奴仆的形象，这个字都是morphe这个字。
Not schema, but morphe.
不是这个样貌schema， 而是这个形象morphe。
Do you understand that he took upon himself a second morphe?
你有没有明白到他是取起第二个的形象？
He was always in the morphe of God.
他时刻有神的形象。
But now he takes upon himself the morphe of a bondservant.
但现在他是穿上这个仆人的形象。
not merely the schema or the appearance of a bond servant.
不是只有这个仆人的样式外貌,
it wasn't a charade.
Acting. 这又不是一个装扮,
it wasn't just a pretense.
不是一个假装,
he wasn't play acting.
他不是在做戏,
he really became a bond servant.
他实在成为一个奴仆,
that too became his morphe.
这又成为他的形象,
he really became a bond servant.
他实实在成为一个奴仆,
just as his morphe was that of God, and even in his incarnation he never ceased to be God.
就正如他的形象就是这个神的形象，甚至他成为肉身都没有停下来，不是神。
Now that he is back in the glory, he can never cease to be man, for that too became his morphe.
现在他回到荣耀当中，他都不可以停下来，不是人，因为人这个奴仆是他的形象。
He who came to earth owning everything in heaven and everything on earth had to borrow everything from man, his creature.
而这位他是创造万有的，这位他是来到这个地上，从他的造物里面是去得着这些东西。
He borrowed a stable in which to be born.
他是借用这个人的马槽来出生。
He borrowed a place from time to time to lay his head.
他是借用人的地方来枕他的头。
Many times he slept openly in the Mount of Olives.
很多时他是睡在这个橄榄山上。
He borrowed a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee.
他是借用一只船去 渡过这个加利利海。
He borrowed a donkey to ride into the city.
他是借用一只驴去骑进这个城。
He borrowed a room for the Passover.
他是借用一个房间来度过这个逾越节。
He borrowed a tomb to be buried in.
他是借用一个坟墓来在这里被埋葬。
He who had the right to the universe, the right to the universe, emptied himself.
这位拥有宇宙的权柄的，他是倒空自己。
He came from the adoring worship of angels into the world, the rightful heir to David's throne.
而这个从这个受天使敬拜的天堂，是来到这个地上，他有这个权，是坐上大卫的宝座上。
Actually, the throne that David borrowed from him.
事实上，因为大卫借用了他的宝座。
He came without any advantages or privileges.
他来到这个地上，没有任何这个优越特权的地方。
He was made in the likeness of man.
他是成为人的样式。
Now we read in Galatians, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman.
及时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
And in Hebrews 2 we read, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same.
就希伯来书都讲到，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
His was normal human flesh that felt all the effects of the fall.
而他是有这个自然的人的血肉，能够感受到这个人堕落的这个影响。
He did not have a pre-fall body such as Adam first had, but a post-fall body that would know hunger, thirst, suffering, pain, and death.
他并没有人是犯罪之前亚当所有的这个身体，他是有人犯罪之后的这个身体，能够感受到这个饥饿、痛苦、死亡。
Death can only touch humanity that has been touched by the fall.
而就是死亡能够触摸到人，因为人是犯了罪。
He knew experientially the effects of the fall without the sin.
但他是没有罪，包括他能够感受到经历到是人罪犯罪之后所带来的影响。
So again we read in Hebrews 2, therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
所以他凡事过与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And again, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Now when we come to verse 8, we read these words, being found in appearance as a man.
来到这个第八节，我读到这个句话，既有人的样子。
And here we read the word schema.
而这个样子就是schema这个字。
Now remember, schema is what a thing or a person appears to be on the surface.
记得这个是schema，这个样貌就是一件事物和一个人的外表。
Remember now, the schema might or might not match his morphe.
记得这个样貌不一定是与这个形象是相配合的。
Here the word appearance is schema.
呢个字就系形样貌。
Though his morphe was both that of God and man, people simply saw him as a man.
如果佢有呢个系神嘅形象、奴仆嘅形象，但人看见佢之后，人嘅样式。
The outward form, the outward schema was that of a man.
佢嘅外貌就系人嘅样貌。
That's how the people saw him.
人看见佢系咁嘅样式。
There was a great deal more that they didn't see.
佢有更多嘢人睇唔见。
This is all a part of his humiliation, no recognition.
呢个咧就系一啲佢系谦卑嘅情况，人系睇唔到啊。
All they saw was the schema of a man。
呢个就系人看见佢就系人嘅样式啫。
And when they saw the miracles, what did they say？
当佢见到佢行神迹嘅时候，人点讲
？Where does he come off saying that he came down from heaven？ We know his father and mother。
点解佢话佢系从天上而嚟？我哋识得佢嘅父母啊。
Then they treat him not only as a mere man, but as the worst of men.
佢哋对待佢唔单止系当一个人，当系一个系唔像人咁嚟去对待。
When the time came, did he fight back?
当时候嚟到嘅时候，主有冇系向佢哋系反驳咯
？At his trial, he answered not a word.
喺佢系被呢个系审讯嘅时候，佢系不还口啊。
He never demanded his rights.
佢冇系寻求要求佢自己嘅权啊。
No, he went even lower.
他是更加降卑啊。
He became obedient unto death.
他是全心信服以至于死。
And not just obedient unto death, but even the death of the cross.
不单只是以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now, my dear friends, crucifixion was excruciating, cruel, humiliating, the ultimate in human degradation.
而亲爱的朋友，这个是十字架，钉十字架一件极度残酷，令人蒙羞，甚至是最为耻辱的事。
As they hung him upon the cross, when would he say, enough?
然后当人是钉在十字架的时候，他说是够了。
When would he say, these people are not worth saving?
他说这些人真的不值得救的。
Surely, somewhere short of that, he would have said, enough!
或者在某个时段说是够了，够了。
Is depraved humanity worth it?
这些堕落的罪人真的不值得。
Instead, he said, Father, forgive them.For they know not what they do.
但相反的，主是没有说过这些话，是主他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Here is the love of God for sinful man, God's amazing plan.
这个就是神的慈爱，是给予世人神奇妙的计划。
No man could have devised such a plan that God himself would come down from heaven to earth to die on a cross of shame for mankind's sin.
没人能够设计一个咁嘅计划，就系呢个从天上嚟嘅神嚟到地上为罪人世人嘅罪而死。
Who could possibly imagine that God would have done this?
边个可以想象到神会咁做？
Now, if we had planned his coming, we would have planned it differently, wouldn't we?
如果我哋系去设计计划佢嘅嚟到呢个世界嘅时候，我哋嘅计划一定系好唔同，系咪？
We would have had him born in the palace of a king.
我哋会系计划佢喺个皇宫里面出生。
We would never have let him be born in a stable and born to poverty-stricken parents.
我一定唔会让佢喺呢个马槽出生，系生长喺呢个系贫穷嘅家庭里面。
We would never have had him spend his youth in a mere carpenter's shop.
我都唔会让佢仲喺呢个木匠嘅屋里面系成长。
And why up an obscure Nazareth of Galilee?
就一个系完全系唔显著嘅一个系重要嘅唔重要嘅一个地方呢个加利利。
His associates would not have been that ragtag band of followers that were his.
啊，咩嚟噶？
like the disciples were.
啊，当然一定唔会话啲衣衫褴褛咁样一班人咁样跟住佢。
You see, we would have done it differently.
我哋会做嘅方法系唔同，系咪
？Anybody who mocked or slandered him would have been, we would have made subject to the severest sanctions.
啊，如果有任何人系嘲笑佢、耻笑佢嘅时候咧，我一定会系好严厉、好恶咁去对付翻佢哋。
Brothers and sisters, we would have done it differently, but then how could we ever have been saved?
哇，弟兄姊妹啊，我哋会用唔同嘅方法嚟去做啊，但系咁我哋点可能会得救啊
？In God's plan, He must die for our sins.
就喺神嘅计划里面，佢必须要为我哋嘅罪死。
Now, what was God's response to His humiliation?
咁对呢位主佢嘅谦卑，神嘅回应系点
？God's response to His humiliation is this. exhortation.
神对佢受呢个羞辱嘅回应就系呢个高声。
The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is not complete without His exhortation.
如果主耶稣都冇被高声嘅话，呢个福音就唔完全咯。
Too many leave him on the cross in his humiliation.
太多人只系留佢喺呢个十字架上，留佢喺呢个受羞辱嘅地方。
Catholic crosses seem to leave him in, permanently on the cross rather than received up into glory at the Father's right hand.
有时候天主教嘅呢啲十字架净系留住喺呢个十字架上面，冇系讲到佢系升天坐喺父神嘅右边。
You know the theme of the Christian faith is bound up in these verses.
有呢个基督徒信仰嘅主题蕴藏喺呢几节嘅经文里面。
Yeah, from humility to exaltation is one of God's major objectives.
从这个谦卑到这个高升是神一个主要的目标之一。
Peter speaks of the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow.
而是彼得是讲述到基督的受苦和后来要显现的福荣耀。
Hebrews tells us of Jesus who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书都告诉我听，因为主耶稣基督他看见前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，就坐在神宝座的右边。
Now the first step from humiliation to exaltation is his resurrection.
所以第一步是从这个谦卑到高升，他先有复活。
In the first Christian message, Peter preached this, This Jesus God has raised up of which we are witnesses, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God.
第一个是福音的信息，就是彼得他是传望，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事作见证。
He raised him up from the dead, no more to see corruption.
如果他是被神高右手高举，神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏。
Many verses tell us of this.
好多经文都告诉我这件事。
Ephesians 1:20.
以弗所书一章二十节。
He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come.
话是他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，免诸过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Now the second element in his exhortation is his ascension to glory.
第二个佢嘅高升嘅元素就系佢嘅升天。
We read this in Acts 1. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
而喺呢个《使徒行传》一章，佢读到就说了这话：他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Then Hebrews 4, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
跟住希伯来书第四章，我们既然有位已经升入高天尊名的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣。
And in Acts 2, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God.
在使徒行传第二章，他既高举在神的右边。
The right hand of God is the place of power.
神的右边就是能力的地方。
He is the supreme ruler of the universe.
他就是这个宇宙的至高统治者。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth.
主说天上地下所有权柄都赐给我了。
The Father has committed all judgment to the Son.
父已经将审判全交于子。
When Stephen was dying, this is what he said.
当是斯提凡正要是死的时候，他这样
说。But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at his right hand.
但是斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Now the third element of his exhortation is his coronation.
第三个他高升的元素就是他的加冕。
Now see the source of his exhortation.
看看他这个高升的源头。
Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他了超乎万名之上的名。
God the Father has exalted God the Son.
父神已经高升了神的儿子。
In a moment of redemptive history, God has exalted His Son.
在一个是救赎的历史里面，神是高升了他的儿子。
Acts 5:31, Him God has exalted to His right hand to be a prince and a savior.
就是《使徒行传》五章，神且用右手将他高举，叫他作君王、作救主。
These are the words of Scripture.
这些是圣经的说话。
who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him.
耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
Now, as God in a past eternity, he was incapable of elevation.
而作为神在这个过去的永远里面，他没可能是被高升的。
But as man, fully God and fully man, he could be lifted from the lowest degradation to the highest point of glory.
但这位完全是神，完全是人，作为人，他从这个最卑微的地步，是高升到最高的荣耀。
See how his exaltation reverses his humiliation.
看见他的高升怎样颠倒了他的卑微。
Romans 14:9, to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living.
因此基督死了又活了，为要作死人并活人的主。
For he must reign till he has put all his enemies under his feet.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Now we read that he is to be given a name which is above every name.
我们读到说，神赐他一个名字，是超乎万名之上的名。
Now what name is that?
那个名是什么名啊？
Is it the name Jesus? Many people had that name.
是不是这个名字叫耶稣这个名呢？ 很多人都有这个名。
Even today in Spanish countries, people like to honor God by calling their son Jesus or Jesus, as they say.
甚至在西班牙里面，人们想尊敬神的时候，叫他的儿子叫耶稣。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
就是因耶稣的名，无不屈膝。
Not the name Jesus, but the name of Jesus.
而就是因耶稣的名。
The name which God gives to him is Lord.
神给他的名是主。
The title of his exaltation is Lord.
而他被高升的这个名称就是主。
This is a title that ranks him above all other beings.
这个名称使他超越了一切的造物。
It's a title characteristic of his essence.
这个名称就是他本有的这个特质。
It isn't a comparative name, it's a superlative name.
这个不是一个比较的名称，是一个至高的名称。
People who see Jesus as just a humble person who died to give them a free gift have no sense of allegiance to his sovereignty.
如果他认识耶稣，就是为他死，赐他一个恩赐的，是不认识到主，耶稣是为主，这个主权。
Now God sometimes gave to men, mankind, to mark out a definite stage in their life a new name.
而神是有时比喻人，是不同的名字，是显示到不同的阶段。
Abraham was called Abraham, the father of many nations.
而亚伯拉罕被称为这个阿伯拉罕，就成为是多国之父。
Jacob was named Israel, a prince with God.
而亚伯后来被称为以色列，是作为名字，以色列神的王子。
Simon was called Peter.
西门是称为彼得。
A stone in the building of the church. And in Revelation 2 we read, to him who overcomes, I will give a new name. You know, the Lord had many names.
主有很多个名字。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
他称为耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Christ, the revelation of God the Father to Peter.
而基督就是神向彼得的这个启示。
The Son of Man, his favorite name for himself.
这个人子就是主好爱称自己是为人子的。
The Son of God, even the demons knew him by that name.
他是称为神的儿子，甚至鬼魔都知。
But the title of his exaltation is Lord.
但他是被高升的这个名称是主。
The name above every name.
超乎万名之上的名。
At his exaltation, he is given by God the name Lord.
就是他被高升，他是被称为主。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue confess him as Lord.
因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
Now this is the name that men must confess.
就是这个名称，人一定要承认。
Romans 10:9 is a very important verse.
罗马书10:9至9节很重要的经文。
This is what it says.
经文是这么说。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
他说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Now what do we have to do to be saved?
那我们要做些什么才能得救呢？
We must confess Jesus as Lord.
我们要承认耶稣为主。
My dear friends, are you willing to do that?
亲爱的朋友，你愿意这样做吗？
The only other qualification is that you believe that God raised him from the dead.
另一个的要求就是你相信神叫他从死里复活。
Let me read to you again the words of the scripture.
让我再读给你听圣经的说话。
If you confess with your mouth,Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
他说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，你就必得救。
We must receive Jesus as our Lord.
我们要接受耶稣为我们的主。
This is the very first Christian creed.The first Christian creed is this: Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以第一个嘅系基督徒嘅条文就系耶稣基督是主。
Strictly speaking, we don't make him Lord. God made him Lord.
其实唔系我哋使到佢为主，乃神系使佢为主。
He is Lord, whatever men make of him.
无论人使佢变成点样都好，佢就系主啊。
So we must receive Jesus Christ as our Lord.
所以我哋必须要接受耶稣基督为我哋自己嘅主。
Those who refuse to have him as Lord.Cannot have him as savior.
所以那些是拒绝他为主的人，就不可以有他为救主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord rings throughout the New Testament.
就是耶稣基督为主这件事在新约里面是很清晰的讲说的。
Unto you is born this day in the city of David a savior who is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
He said to his disciples, You call me master and Lord, and so I am.
就是他对门徒讲话，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，我本来是。
And Peter said in that first sermon, Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ.
彼得在他第一个信息里面他就这样讲，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
92 times in the book of Acts alone,he is called Lord. Only twice is he referred to as just Jesus.
而在这个使徒传有92次讲到他是为主，也只有两次称他为耶稣。
747 times in the New Testament he is called Lord.
是747次在这个新约圣经他是被称为主。
You know, the disciples never addressed him as Jesus.
原来门徒是没有是称他为耶稣的。
They addressed him as Lord.
他对他讲是称他为主。
And that's how we should address him.
这个就是我们称呼他的方法了。
We would call him the Lord Jesus or the Lord Jesus Christ, but always Lord.
我们称呼是主耶稣，主耶稣基督，时刻以主为先。
One day his name will be expanded to King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
而有一天他的名字就会扩阔为这个万王之王，万主之主。
Now, my dear friends, what is the proper response to his exaltation?
亲爱的朋友，我们应有的这个回应向他的高升是怎样呢？
Can I suggest to you that the only proper response is that of worship?
我们向大家提议这个唯一合适的这个回应就是向他敬拜。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
就因耶稣的名，无不屈膝。
Every tongue will eventually confess him as Lord.
让每一个问候都要将要承认他为主。
Now in Revelation 5 we have a window opened as to the worship in heaven.
而在这个启示录第五章，我看到这个窗户打开，让我看见在天上的敬拜。
Angels and the redeemed of all angels praising the Lord.
就是这个是得赎的，这个天使的，都是称颂主。
Every tongue, that is every language.
就是问候，就每一个的语言。
Every language will be represented there in heaven in that day.
每一个语言都在这个天上的代表着。
Now, what is the purpose of his exaltation?
那他高升的目的是什么?
The purpose of his exaltation is the glory of God.
他被高升的目的就是神的荣耀。
You see, his exaltation is not an irritation or an embarrassment or a blasphemy to God the Father.
如果是得荣耀这件事,对神来说没有任何的,这个是羞辱亵渎的情况。
But it's to his glory, the glory of God the Father.
是要荣耀归于父神。
See what it says.
看看怎么说。
Every tongue will confess him as Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主,使荣耀归于父神。
Perfect glory to the Son is perfect glory to the Father.
完全的荣耀比喻子,就是完全的荣耀比喻父神。
I and the Father are one, he said.
主耶稣说,我与父原为一。
Here is the mystery of the Trinity.
这就是三位一体的神的这个奥秘。
When we say Jesus Christ is Lord, we honour God the Father equally with God the Son.
所以当我们称耶稣都为主的时候,我们同时尊明父神,尊明神的儿子。
So then the gospel is this, Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以这个福音就是说,耶稣基督是主。
We must call people to that.
我们一定要呼唤人是这样做。
Then the same God who exalted a humble Christ will exalt the humble believer.
这位是高升这位卑微的基督的神,也会高升那些卑微的信徒。
My dear friends, we come back now to the theme of our conference. Who is this man?
亲爱的朋友,我们来看回我们这个周年聚会的主题。 这人是谁?
He alone has the right genealogy.
只有他是有这个合适的家谱。
He alone fulfills all the prophecies, even those concerning his birth and infancy.
只有他是应验了一切的预言,甚至关于他的出生和童年的。
He alone gave evidence with divine miracles.
只有他能够透过神迹显露他的身份。
The apostles themselves were quick to attribute him the miracles that he gave to them to perform.
而这个使徒将这个神迹的能力归功于主。
He alone has the morphe of God.
只有他是有神的形象。
I wonder if there's anybody here who has never offered their heart and their life to the Lord Jesus.
不知道在座有没有人是从未将自己的心、将自己的生命交托给主耶稣。
I wonder if this could possibly be the day when someone receives new eternal life from God Himself.
不知道今天会不会有人是成为那些他们今天就是接受是神接受主耶稣是得着神所赐的永生的人。
Is such a person here in the audience today willing to confess Jesus Christ as Lord?
有在座不知道有没有人是愿意就是这样承认耶稣基督为主。
Believing that God has raised him from the dead and exalted him to the highest place of glory.
相信神已经叫他从死里面复活,是高升他进到至高的荣耀中。
That same Lord Jesus who came the first time to bear the penalty of sin is coming again to receive us unto himself. He says that where I am, there you may be also.
这位他第一次来到这个世界为罪而死的这位,他说他会再回来接受他人到天上面,他说过,我在哪里,叫你们也在哪里。
I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
主说我去原是为你们预备地方去,我去为你们预备了地方,就必再来接你们到我哪里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
说我在哪里,叫你们也在哪里。
Or even so, come Lord Jesus.
所以我说,主耶稣,愿你快来。
I'm going to see my Savior face to face.
我将会面对面见到我的救主。
We remember him Sunday by Sunday in the bread and the wine, the symbols of his death.
我们每一个主日透过饼透过杯，这个他死的记号来纪念主。
But that's only till he comes back for us.
而我们这样做直到他再回来。
And we're going to see the one that we've loved all our lives, the one that came and saved us and died on a cross to bear our sins in his own body on the tree.
而我将会见到那一位,他是来到爱我们,为我们死,为我们的罪孽亲身担当在这个十字架上,我们会亲眼看见他。
Oh my friends, isn't it grand to be saved?
亲爱的朋友,得救是不是真的是一件多么伟大的事?
What a wonderful Savior.
又是何等奇妙的救主。
Is he your Savior?
他是你的救主吗?
Is he your friend?
他是你的朋友吗?
Is he your Lord?
是你的主吗?
Don't go away without making him Lord of your life.
May
God bless his word to our hearts.
不要离开, 直到你是承认他是为你生命的主, 愿神赐福我们的心。
Thank you very much.
多谢你, thank you very much.